91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jeff Beery.
Today, we have a very special year-end episode. This is our last episode of 2017, so what better occasion than now to look back on the year that we've had and on some of the great musical releases and talk about our favorite albums from 2017. We're going to kind of do an extended roundtable, talk about some of our favorite releases, some of our honorable mentions, some of our favorite local releases, all that today on Aircheck. So the year's wrapping up. Of course, there's still the month of December to go. So there could be some last minute
squeakers,
yeah, that make it into the year-end list. But we're kind of drawing the line here since it's our final episode of the year. Yeah. But before we kind of get into the mix here, what did you guys think of this year in music, just generally speaking? Did you think it was a good year in music, Vicki?
I say this every year, but I truly mean it this year in a big way. So many good songs. I found it very hard to narrow down a list because there is so much I love for different reasons. You know, and maybe it's just the trajectory of life and experience this year, but I found a lot that matched that personal journey, which is a beautiful way to listen to music, you know?
You know, I found that there were a lot of songs, not necessarily full-length albums, but a lot of songs that were definite earworms for me that I have played over and over and over again and have sort of defined my life for this last year. I mean, those musical impressions create this sort of this file that you refer back to in life, you know, and they evoke such great memories.
So that brings us to the first category of song that we're going to discuss here, our sort of honorable mention category, which in general, for the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about albums that we really liked. But in this first round here, let's talk about a song that really stuck with us. Maybe it didn't have an album to go with it, or we weren't quite as attached to the rest of the album, but the song just stuck with us. Jeff, why don't you go first?
Well, one song that stuck with me that I thought was really beautiful was from the group, or actually it's one guy who is calling himself Washed Out, and the new full-length album is called Mr. Mellow, and the song that stuck out on that CD to me and really shined was Hard to Say Goodbye. So Washed Out is actually one guy. His name is Ernest Weatherly Green, and he produced some wonderful stuff. His skyrocket to fame was that one of his tunes was picked as the intro to the series Portlandia. It's kind of hard to categorize. Is it lo-fi? Is it alt-rock? Is it dance music? It's been called Chill Wave.
Chill Wave, that's always been the one I've heard with reference to Washed Out and some of his peers, Toro y Moi and some others, that kind of, it's got a little bit of a loungy, lo-fi quality, a sort of throwback disco quality to it.
And this
as well.
Tune actually has a real sort of Brazilian samba beat to
it.
Yeah,
I hear that.
And so, Jeff, why is this an honorable mention for you?
Because it chills me out, Jay.
But was the rest of the album?
The rest of the album was pretty hit and miss. This was the go-to song.
Great pick. Washed Out, Hard to Say Goodbye from Mr. Mellow.
You won't tell my lies.
Vicky, what's your honorable mention?
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and pick something from the latest Thievery Corporation. I love Thievery Corporation, and as far as full records go, this isn't going to rate up there with some of the ones I've really, you know, played end to end from Thievery Corporation. What I liked about this record, though, is it explored some hip-hop stuff. It has nothing but one featured guest after another. Sometimes that dilutes it a little bit for me, but I'm a sucker for just that kind of kicked back dub kind of space. And the title track to this, The Temple of I and I, just really brings that home. And it's pure Thievery Corporation. And I think that's why I want to focus on it. There's nothing that's like, you know, this is just right. Just a slow
nice mellow
movement
groove.
through Dub and Thievery Corporation, those guys just bringing those little production touches as the song builds and builds. Just a nice way to take that 3-4 minute break in your day, in your night, to just smooth it out. But have it be interesting. It's not wallpaper sound.
Right.
It asks you to engage. I think what I'm finding is some of the records where every song had a guest artist wasn't my favorite this year. I mean, I appreciate the different talents, but, you know, in mining this record, I just went right to the center.
Big fan of Thievery Corporation.
All right, Thievery Corporation, The Temple of I and I, the title track off of that record.
So, Jake, what almost made your list? What's an honorable mention for you?
So, it's a single by Frank Ocean that came out earlier this year. He didn't have a new album this year. If he did, I'm sure I would have chosen it as one of my favorites because he's just one of my favorite artists working today. But this song is called Chanel.
My guy pretty like a girl, and he got 5 stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am.
I just can't resist Frank Ocean's music. Just the blend of his amazing singing voice and his cool delivery as well. And just as a figure in pop culture, he's kind of unique in that he is comfortable talking about his sexuality, being interested in men and women. He's just such an incredible artist, and I never fail to be amazed by his output. You know, he put out in 2016 an incredible record, Blonde, and we've had to sort of be content with little dribbles of new music from him over the course of 2017, but hopefully we'll have another new one from him in the coming year, maybe. Who knows? He's kind of a mysterious artist in his own.
In this case, you want a full-length album. You're looking at it, it's like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
come
it's
on,
the
dude.
Opposite of
deliver.
That.
Right.
His voice, and what I think about with Frank Ocean, too, is just listening to that much of the song. I mean, there are such beautifully realized segments to his songs, but the way he has put everything together, it's composition. I mean, you can really hear the musicianship that is that goes along with that.
You know what I'm seeing in our honorable mentions, you guys, is they're all kind of chill.
It's been a hectic year.
Yeah.
No kidding.
To chill out.
All right, Frank Ocean, the song Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money. And it's all cash. I got new bags. And they all collapsed.
So we're into our retrospective look back at our favorite albums of the year. And we're not going to exactly count down, but we'll be building toward our favorite release of the year. So with that, let's just jump right into it. So, Jeff, what's the first album that really you think deserves to go into the canon of the best albums of 2017?
Well, I would think it would have to be, as a full-length album, maybe the one from Slow Dive that came out earlier this year. And in particular, a tune called Star Roving off of the new CD from Neil Halstead and his entourage. So this album brought us back to shoegazer music in a big way. I was a big fan of shoegazer music back in the 90s, and this just hit it on the head.
Yeah, I mean, Slow Dive is a legendary band. Like, they, you know, up there with My Bloody Valentine and those other shoegazers who really kind of pioneered a genre.
Mm-hmm.
And this album, I think, is such a great example of like a band that's able to take an old sound that they invented and make it new again.
Yeah,
I didn't think we would get Slow Dive again. You know, Neil Halstead has gone off and made some beautiful records. And just hearing that voice on top of those guitars, mm-hmm. It's the magic potion. And it was so wonderful to say, oh my gosh, a Slow Dive record? It was unexpected. I got my air guitar back out on this one, and I was good. Let me just say that.
I looked at my feet when I turned the song up for the first time.
Slow Dive with their self-titled release. This is the song Star Roving. All right, Vicky, what's up for you?
I'm going to have to pick This Is The Kit. The name of that record is Moonshine Freeze. And This Is The Kit is the AKA for Kate Stables, who is just a wonderful musician. John Parrish, who's worked with PJ Harvey, has helped out on this record as producer and musician. And that's probably what caught my ear about this record right off the bat. It was this idea of a PJ Harvey, Joni Mitchell kind of vibe that is always going to appeal to me. But the songs are so good, and particularly the song Hotter, Colder was the gateway into this record for me.
Jumped all the spirits. Up jumped all the spirits. Out went all the lights. Then with someone riding on your shoulder, guiding you through darkness, playing hotter, colder.
Definitely hearing the Joni Mitchell, if Joni Mitchell liked to jam out a little more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a little Ani DiFranco in there, too.
You could hear that, too.
Fans of Ani DiFranco might enjoy this.
And I can tell you personally, you can twirl like heck to this song. It's just a twirly song, you know, and just turn it up. And that's such a beautiful voice. She's a young woman, and listen to the voice she has already. So she manages not to be derivative, yet she reminds us all of singers that we really enjoy.
Yeah.
And I love that bare bones production that just comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of an interesting approach to a song structure there, too. It feels like it's like spilling out into your ears somehow, like just sort of tumbling through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's something very percussive in it, you know, just from the beginning. And then it does build to a bigger finale, and that's nice. I think I'm a sucker for that this year. I've got another song coming up that's like that, where it starts very, very minimal, and then you're exploding into ecstasy toward the end, and nothing wrong with that.
This is The Kit, the album Moonshine Freeze, and the song is called Hotter Colder.
All right, Jake, I want to know, what are you starting off with as a favorite?
Well, I think I will have to choose a song off of the album Everybody Works by the artist Jay Sum. And this song is called Baby. This song, it's so catchy. So Jay Sum is a singer, songwriter, musician out of Oakland, California. Her name is Melina Duterte, and just sort of making some really cool music. This whole record is interesting. Everybody Works. It's just got a pretty wide range of styles, from this kind of catchy, dream poppy kind of sound to some more aggressive rock and roll, to some even more like kind of ambient sounding tracks. So it kind of veers all over the place, but really solid songwriting, really catchy tracks, and just a new voice in American rock that I think is definitely worth paying attention to and continuing to pay attention to.
You know what struck me about this song was there was a really beautiful 80s influence, synthy washes that was the hook in my mouth.
Jay Sum, the album is called Everybody Works, and the song is Baby.
Whatever helps you sleep.
You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us. We've got lots more of our favorite albums and songs from 2017.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Greger.
So we're back with more of our favorite music from 2017. We're kind of counting down, not assigning numbers, but building toward our favorite releases from this past year. Vicki, what is your next favorite album from 2017?
I suspect this record's going to show up on a lot of best of lists because it's just a fun record. It's Queens of the Stone Age from Villains, and it's the opening track to this record, Feet Don't Fail Me.
Feet don't fail me.
What I really love about this song, besides being the best song that Kansas never did, is all the folks that are kind of circling around classic rock, and especially the 70s, who maybe are a little, you know, have some disdain for where music has gone. Here's the record to bring you back into the fold. This is just what you love about rock and roll on a summer's night with the car windows down and crank it. But Feet Don't Fail Me Now, and truly, it's like, it reminds me of everything I loved about 70s music, truly.
Definitely getting a little Black Sabbath thing there.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Love it. Queens of the Stone Age, their album Villains, and this song is Feet Don't Fail Me. All right, Jeff, what's next?
There's a new CD out from really an older Malian musician. His name is Boubacar Traoré, and the song that I pick off of his new CD is called Mauso, and the disc is called Dunia Tabolo. What impresses me about Boubacar Traoré and all of the Malian musicians is this incredible ensemble of musicians who presents African blues. Mali is a landlocked northern African desert country, and there's always this incredible guitar work that weaves its way through these songs, and I'm just so blown away by how beautiful and talented these guys are.
It's nice. You could just kind of throw this on and really let it wash over you.
They're using drums, their native djembe drums. They're using harps and lutes, and yet there's still this very familiar blues element to all of these songs.
The guitar playing is impeccable, and I love how you can hear every part of the guitar is incorporated, and that's pretty amazing.
Boubacar Traoré, the album is Dunia Tabolo, and this song is Mauso.
Jake, your pick?
Next up for me is going to be a song by the British-born artist Sampha. And this song is called Plastic 100 Degrees Celsius from his album Process.
Magnetic lights in the blue haze. Magnifying glass upon my face. It's so high I've been melting out here. I'm made out of plastic out here. You touch down in the face of my fears. Houston, can you hear? And we both had to harness our pain. Close it and hope it decays. Oh, in hand and I'm up.
Flat out gorgeous.
So he's somebody who really made a name for himself first as a producer and as a guy who is often featured on other people's albums. He made some notable appearances on songs by Drake and Solange Knowles and Jessie Ware and a number of pretty popular pop and R&B artists, and every time would kind of steal the show. You know, it's like you're listening to a song by Drake, and then a verse comes in by Sampha, and you're like, who is that guy? What an amazing voice.
You know, in this song, I'm hearing in the background this sort of lovely harp plucking almost that adds this whole other dimension to his vocals.
Yeah, he's got skills as a singer, as a songwriter, as a producer. You know, he's kind of the whole package, and this album is just stunning. So I highly recommend it to anybody listening. So that's Sampha, the album Process, and this song is called Plastic 100 Degrees Celsius. All right, next up, we're going to focus in on our favorite local albums. And there have been some great ones. Vicky, why don't we start with you?
So the record I'm picking that has meant the most to me and is so rich and wonderful is Nina De Freitas from Spinning Towards the Edge, a wonderful EP. Four songs. I don't know if I could have taken more than four on an emotional level, but the song that just was the most meaningful and the most beautiful was I Was in Love with You.
You're a sin.
This is a lot of heartbreak and a lot of goodbye, but it's delivered in a way that's a little bit different than what sometimes you hear around a breakup. It's like going nine levels below that, and she's just happened to write four amazing songs around that kind of honesty.
You know, I really love it when an artist can build their art and wear their heart on their sleeve as beautifully as she does. I mean, that is such a great gift that we get to, as listeners, partake in, you know?
This is true of all the artists we're going to talk about right now, but, you know, local, not local, this stands up as just an incredible song and a beautiful piece of art. A little plug, if you like Nina De Freitas, go and check out one of our previous episodes. We had her on the show, got to talk to her a little bit about how she does what she does, and did a little in-studio performance, and that was really great. So, Nina De Freitas, Spinning Towards the Edge is the name of the EP, and the song is I Was in Love with You. All right, Jeff, it's up for you.
Grant Sabin has put together a new band called the Juke Joint Highball. Some great musicians in this band. This CD is one of the best blues albums that I've heard across the board in the last year. Nationally, locally, he's nailing it. Bourbon and Milk is the name of his new release, and this song's called Bliss and Bane.
Well, I've been walking through the darkness, since the sun went down. Don't pity me quickly, friendly stranger. I like to wander around, but when the cold wind blows, it's such a thankless pain. Will you please give me shelter from the water, from the rain?
Grant's lyrical metaphors are wonderful. The musicianship is wonderful. Understand, they did this in an evening. They put together this whole album in an evening, and it's raw, and it's good blues.
It's been fun to really see him
grow
and experiment with different styles and see how his relationships with other musicians locally have affected his approach to the music that he makes. And I think we've all kind of agreed that this latest incarnation of him and his music is the best yet.
The musicians who play on this with him, Kevin Ott and Joe Johnson, they really have an understanding of what Grant's doing and what it's almost like the idea of, like, there is that very next step for you, Grant, and we're the guys here that are going to be part of those stepping stones. And it shows all over this record. And I agree with you about Grant's writing, whole new level.
Mm-hmm. Grant Sabin, Bourbon and Milk is the album, and this song is Bliss and Bane.
Somebody told me I should walk down to where the river splits in two. I'll cut a year's growth out in one stroke.
So Jake, you're tapped in Facebook, social media, you tweet, you
yes,
you
I
go
do.
Out and catch
I
shows.
Sure do use the
you're
internet.
Out and about,
sure.
you're yes. A hipster. What's your pick of the local scene?
This band is called Cocordian, and their record that just came out this year, Expectations, really a great album. They're a great band. And the song I'm going to play is called Homeschool. Nice mellow vibe on that song.
Such beautiful guitars.
Absolutely.
And I'm a sucker for high up singing guys. I just am. It's just a beautiful pairing.
Yeah.
You know, with guitar and the lush production. It's lush. I'm making it sound like there's a, you know, 20-piece orchestra, but such a beautiful wash of a sound with very minimal, you know, members in the band.
Mitchell McCura, his brother Mason McCura, and bassist Tom Spano. And the three of them make this music, and they recorded it all themselves. They're very invested in the scene, in trying to help foster other local musicians and bring touring bands to town. Mitch McCura is a big force in the local scene, and it helps that he and his band are making amazing music themselves. And
it's so good that they're back here. You know, they were in Boulder for a while. They could have stayed there.
And it's, you know, it's working out. And I think this album is great. We loved their last album, COS, Home Equals Audio. And this album is just sort of the next step after that one. And I think they're maturing as songwriters, and the music continues to be interesting and catchy.
You know, I think one thing is clear listening to a lot of the local talent, and certainly the stuff that we've picked. This transcends Yeah, these are local bands and we know them and they're really swell people and, you know, wow, they've got some talent. This is some seriously good songwriting and good records, and it's a point of pride to be from a town where we've got that kind of musicianship who is staying put at least for a while.
It's good to live here. It's good to live in southern Colorado, Colorado Springs.
I'm staying.
You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got our favorite albums from 2017. You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicky Greger.
So we've gotten down to our final two picks. I guess we should just jump right back into it.
This was an easy one to pick. And in fact, this goes back to an Air Check episode where you picked this particular artist, Jake, and he's been playing in my head and on the radio ever since. And my pick is Moses Sumney from A Romanticism, and the song is Doomed.
All I want with inverted tongue, from whence does fulfillment come? When I expel from this mortal shell, we're at death a living now. How am I vital if my heart is idle and I do?
Can't argue with that choice, Vicky.
I keep thinking of cathedrals and church and things like that when I hear him sing. What I really love at the very beginning of this song with this perfect voice, it breaks a little bit, and he let that be. A little later in this song, he drops down in his range, and it's a whole different voice for about a minute or so, but a very cool, soulful voice, but it's that lift. It's so stunning. His lyrics are poetry all the way through. There's something very sad about this record, but there's something that's very soul-filling to me about it, too.
The song really has this sparsity to it that is really sort of magical. You hear so much music, but it's so sparse at the same time.
Yeah, there's really nothing to hide behind. That's kind of the beauty of it. This whole album, A Romanticism, I'd have to, if you hadn't picked it, I would have, because it's really an incredible record, and there's some really, really great songs on there.
So, Vicky, where do you hear the sadness? Is it in the lyrics or the tone?
There's something very maybe isolated about the vocals, about his voice. It's just... It's the kind of thing I think of when I think of like a desert scape, or thinking about being alone in something as huge as a cathedral, where there's just this, an aloneness that there's no fear around.
Vulnerability.
Probably that's exactly what it is. But we're talking about artists who just aren't afraid to wrestle some of their inner demons or some of their really private thoughts and moments, and they're sharing it on such a large level that it kind of blows me away.
Great pick. Moses Sumney, the song Doomed from A Romanticism. Jeff, what's next for you?
Well, I picked a band that's been around for a while. It's a rock and roll tune. It's a song from a group called Spoon. They put an album out earlier this year called Hot Thoughts. This is the title track from that CD from Spoon. I love this song. It kicks in after that first few moments, and it's one of those songs you want to play at 11. You want to push the volume on this.
Very, very strong record by Spoon. That's a band who makes great records one after another. I think production is a theme for me this year because the production on this record, Jim Eno, the drummer for Spoon, just brings some exquisite sounds to this, yeah. To Britt's voice, Britt Daniels.
Spoon, this tune got picked up by The Simpsons. That did it for him, I think.
The Simpsons, yeah, that purveyor of taste. And
the longest running cartoon.
All things that we are, right there.
Spoon, Hot Thoughts, title track from that album. Great pick, Jeff.
Trouble for sure. Hot thoughts are in my mind all of the time.
So, Jake, you're up next. What are you choosing?
The album that I have picked is by an artist that I first came across this year. Her name is Julie Byrne, and the album is called Not Even Happiness. And the song that I'm going to pick from this album is called Natural Blue.
Stars.
That is really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, she has just such an amazing voice and just this pastoral, beautiful, both in the imagery of the lyrics and also just kind of the texture of the sounds. It just puts me in this state of relaxation and introspection, and the whole album through and through is this kind of meditative melancholy at times. This album really kind of blew me away this year.
And that's a lovely voice. Here's somebody who could really lead as this big lead singer, yet she chooses to use this voice as part of the soundscape of the whole song.
You know, in the first lines, she says something about, you know, weaving through small southwestern towns. It's kind of this is sort of a tour song, and I have read that she was, I think, in Boulder, maybe, when she wrote this song. She's from Buffalo, New York. But So, you know, us here in Colorado, we know a little something about that natural blue, the sky and the, you know, just the colors of this place. And I think there's definitely that inspiration seems to have seeped into the imagery of this song.
Have you noticed in some of our song choices for this year, you know, this has been a year of big changes, big emotion, big worries in some ways. But a lot of the songs we picked are these songs that definitely lean to the ethereal and just helped us kind of move in a direction that was much calmer and peaceful.
Absolutely. There's something about music like this that allows you to kind of detach from the craziness of our world and the political climate, and just gives you a moment to like check in with the bigger picture in some way. This is a really therapeutic album to me.
It'll be on my mixtape, Jake.
It'll be there. Julie Byrne, the album is Not Even Happiness, and this song is called Natural Blue. It
was such a natural blue.
Thank you.
All right, so we're down to the
final three.
The final three.
The big three.
The big reveal. I guess, Vicky, it's yours.
I had to bring extreme honesty to the table because there's been so much great music and so many great songs. Then I had to think about, what have I really been carrying around in my head? What have I played on air, like, a lot? Like, what have I told people about? And it keeps coming back to this artist who was rather prolific in 2017, Fink. He did a record earlier this year, the Sunday Night Blues Club. And Fink's a producer and engineer on top of being a singer-songwriter artist, if we can call him that. But the record he did a little later in the year, Resurgam, has the song that I've carried around in my head. And in fact, head's in the title. The song is called Godhead.
Tired of being bored, bored of being tired, keeping up appearance, you just appearing to be doing okay. The clouds will just cover, the clouds will just cover, the clouds will pass, when they do, the sky's bluer.
So as this song goes on and goes on, that's where the production just builds and builds and builds from these bones. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I really like him.
He just brings his production knowledge to this. You know, all of a sudden there's a tambourine, the choir in the background gets a little bigger, the windswept sounds build. And I just thought it was a beautifully crafted song.
How's the rest of the album?
Oh, it's good. It was hard to pick. It was hard to pick from these. There's three or four songs here that really were just in my head the whole time. But there was something about this one, maybe the TikTok rhythm of it, and just the way, you know, it starts doing what it does, that I just kept playing it in the jukebox in my head.
Yeah, this is one of those that builds so nicely. By the time you get to the end, you want to go back to the beginning to figure out how you got to where you got to, almost.
That's exactly what it's like. And it's a song of hope, really. It's a song kind of get up, get out, and get doing.
Where is Fink from?
He's a British producer, artist, DJ. He's been on the scene for quite a while. But I think it's been this last year. And I think that Sunday Night Blues Club really was a cool pivot point where I think he's on a personal journey here. We might even have like a triptych going on. We'll see what happens.
Fink, the song is Godhead from the album Resurgam, and that is Vicky's number one pick for 2017. All right, Jeff, it's the moment you've been waiting for. What's number one?
This artist, album, song has been in heavy rotation at my house. Beck and the tune Colors. A love song, and I think it's got some wonderful textures to it. It rocks out, and it's subtle in areas, and I just can't get this one out of my mind. I played it over and over. You know, my parents would tell me to stop if I still lived at home.
I'm happy for you that you have this song in your life because it's unbridled joy.
It is.
It's got Beach Boys, Ooze and Oz.
I think it should be noted that my last two favorite songs are love songs. They're not Sad Bastard songs. They're love songs. I'm a lover, you guys.
This is great. This is a, I would describe it as like a kaleidoscopic pop song.
There you go. Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant description.
He worked on this album that this comes from, Colors, with a member of his old live band, Greg Kurstin, who apparently has really been a formative figure in the top 40 scene of late, working with people like Kelly Clarkson, Adele, and Sia. So I think there was a real deliberate attempt to, like, let's make a pop record on this one.
Yeah, it's unabashed pop. It's really super well done. And you're just like, Beck, what don't you do?
Right, right.
So it's Beck with the song Colors from the album of the same name.
Jake, here's the moment we're all waiting for.
So, for my final pick, I'm going with a hip-hop artist, and one who I am definitely not leading the pack on this choice. This is a kind of consensus pick, I would say, at least on the pop side of things, and I'll expect it'll be on the blogs and stuff as well. Kendrick Lamar and his album Damn, and the song is called DNA.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA.
That'll blow out the bass speakers.
Yeah. You know, Kendrick Lamar, I think we're lucky to be living in his moment. He is just putting out record after record that is just stunning. And each one sort of an evolution and something completely different than what he's done before. Lyrically is just incredible. He can weave political and social and just sort of personal elements together with stuff that's fun and stuff that grabs you right away and has a, like, this song is like a more of a party song, I think, than many that he's put out recently. You know, it's one that you really just want to crank it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it also has this really interesting message, and, you know, he's exploring kind of this question of legacy and this question of what you inherit from, you know, your family, DNA, from your culture, from your religion. Like, he's like kind of wrestling with some really big questions, but in the context of a song that you just want to crank.
I agree, and this is going to be a mom statement, but, and I mean this really in the best way, but this song, DNA, if you're in a room with your teenagers who are maybe in their mid-teens, you're in a room with different ages, different, you name it, different cultures, different whatever. There is no denying that you want to bounce, you want to nod your head, you just want to be caught up in that moment. It would be such a beautiful shared moment that it transcends any kind of definition about who gets to enjoy this song. That's very powerful. Very powerful.
This album, Damn, the whole album is great. And it's second only to Jay-Z in Grammy nominations this year.
Good pick.
Kendrick Lamar and his album, Damn. And the song, DNA. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate. Gonna be a fate. Peace to the world. Let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA. Thank you. Such a great year for music. We could probably pick another 50 albums from this year that we'd like to share. Thank you both. This was awesome. It's so fun to do this.
I've had such a great year, 2017. So many joyful moments just sitting around this very table talking about music with you, Jake, and you, Jeff, and being able to just share this.
You've got to wonder what 2018 is going to bring.
Well, this is the time of year when I think, okay, what is it that I won't be able to live without, and I just don't know about it yet?
That's right, yeah. It's exciting.
So I'm looking forward to that.
So that's it for this episode of Aircheck. You can find all the songs that we shared today online at krcc.org. Special thanks this month to our intern, Paulina Ukrainitz.
For 91.5 KRCC and Aircheck, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jake Brownell.